Oh man.
Yeah.
Dude, we left out at the most best part of Nitro.
That is they show Chucky?
Chucky having a promo with Rick Steiner. You literally, like, right before I exited, I saw him. I was like, oh no, we stopped at the best part.
Fucking Chucky. Can you explain why he was there?
Nope.
They're
pretty much like, hey, Bride of Chucky comes out October something. We have a pay-per-view on October. Let's do a little cross promotion. That's pretty much what it probably was. Because I remember. But I think my dad told me that they showed, he said, like, oh, like, he told me that when I was, like, 5, he's like, oh, yeah, they kept on showing the Chuck commercial, like, 3 times during Nitro. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, but anything else you did today?
Nothing else.
No work?
Yeah, work. Yeah, it's implied I did work.
Huh?
Yes, I did work.
Alright, good. Want to make sure you're earning your money.
Of course!
Alright, you ready to continue the story arc?
Of course!
Alright, resume Nitro 161. Last we let up. Promo, Chucky promo, and Rick Steiner.
Look at that, but we didn't need the guy Chucky. Hey, are they still trying to remake the Bride of Chucky again? I mean,
no,
the Chucky
one? No, the Child's Play?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually, it's already in production. Even the original actress that played Andy's mom, she even said, like, really? She literally said, really? That's like a kick in the balls towards Don Mancini. She literally said that in her quote. She's like, that's literally a kick. That's like literally MGM kicking him right in the balls. And apparently Chucky is on Scott Steiner's side.
Oh, the fans are standing in the fucking house.
Oh yeah, they're like, okay, how much did they pay you to cross promote?
Yeah, but if you watch the behind the scenes of Brad Chucky, is there a lot of fucking, you know, prosthetics and robot parts to make that Chucky move?
Yeah, because that's when literally. Yeah, even Rick Steiner even has, like, really, I can't believe I had to do that fucking promo.
Yeah, and you have, like, a full team, like, you know, move, that Chucky to move one eyebrow.
That's what QVC. Oh yeah, because apparently WWE had a QVC deal, but then once the Attitude Era hit, that's when they're like, nah, we can't sell it, you know, we can't sell this merchandise. Look what the product you have on TV.
Yeah,
in 98, which is Attitude Era in full swing. Like, literally, I choppy choppy your pee-pee, you know. We're already during that era, so QVC was like, nah, we need, like, oh, yeah, fans, you know, we have wrestling fans that have been asking for stuff, so we'll just give them WCW. It's more cleaner. You know, it's cleaner than WWE, so. I'm just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Every day, saying his romance, ooh, what they saying. There may come a day, or I might pass away, oh, no, no, no. What would they say about me? Tell me just as I know, they'll know I'm a gigolo. Life will go on without me.
Hey, Andrew.
Yes.
What do you feel about, what's his name? From the Bludgeon Brothers. What's his name?
Oh, Eric Rowan?
Yeah,
I didn't even know he got injured.
Me neither, until I was on Instagram. I was like, shit, he got injured during that one spot?
Which spot was it?
Him with the sledgehammer. He hit the wall.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think he hyper-spanded his heart. So we're not going to see the Bludgeon Brothers.
Wow.
Fuck my life.
What?
What?
Yo!
Yes.
WWE released Uncaged 5.
Uncaged 5?
Yeah, where they show like all the theme songs they have put on CDs. I'm trying to see. Ivory, Drew McIntyre, Hell on Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ain't No Make Believe. Original Evolution's theme song. The instrumental, not the Lemmy version. What? Hold on, where's my other phone? I want to listen to this. They said apparently it was released 2 days ago. I didn't even know. The fucking Spotify kind of lags it sometimes. J.J. Dillon.
What was happening?
Apparently, Eric Bischoff called out J.J. Dillon and the backstage official. Apparently, WWE literally just released the album this morning on Spotify. I don't know. Apparently people are already making like the Titantrons with the songs already.
So no fanfare from WWE saying, hey, we got a new album out. So, yeah.
No, because it's all Jim Johnson songs. That's why. Literally only the diehards that listen to WWE theme songs like ourselves would know. And also OSW. Because literally OSW, they, when the first album came out, Jay Hunter was like, oh, listen to Jericho's original song, you know. Remember the original song used to say, something, you know, what's going on, bitch? Break the walls down! Meet me, meet me, meet me. That original slow, remember his theme song was literally slow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the version on the first Uncaged album. That's when I think Scott Steiner's WWE theme song is on there too, the siren with the guitar loop. Tyler, if you hear me! Alright, I'm gonna have one headphone in and one headphone out, so I'll be able to hear you. Yeah, the core theme song sucks. Yo.
What?
They released Bobby Lashley's theme song. The original one?
Oh,
one yeah. No, the original one? The one with the guy rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Uncaged 5. What's up? What's up? What's up? Aw, shit. I'm adding that to one of my playlists. I low-key like that version.
What the hell's going on right now?
Oh, Eric Bischoff is looking for the Four Horsemen. Now he's actually talking to the stadium, to the owner of the arena, and he says, hey, I want these guys out of here. And the owner of the arena is like, he's like, well, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just having a good time.
Are they having a party?
Yeah, they're just having a party in their own locker room. They're not doing anything.
We're allowing a dining in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh my god. They released the Attitude Era's version of the British Bulldogs theme song, and I forgot how terrible it sounded. They also released Ivory's original theme song from the Attitude Era.
Huh?
Oh my god.
Eric Bishop is in a dog pile.
Dude, they actually released Drew McIntyre's first original song on this album.
Oh, you mean the fucking drawn out No,
not the Out of Time. No, this one sounds doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. They brought back the sex jazz saxophone. That sounds terrible. Yo!
What?
Austin's heel turn theme song is here.
What, corporate rock? Corporate Austin?
No, the bam. Remember his original theme song, but slower. The bam, 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 bam. Yo, I'm adding this to my fucking to my meme playlist. Fucking Austin's heel turn is a meme.
Oh, you mean the one that
he
was playing the guitars?
Yeah, that heel turn.
I'll just try and push
this damper
out over.
Oh, John Morrison's original song without the vocals? Sounds pretty good. Yo.
What?
The world, Shelton Ben, Haas and Benjamin's theme song.
Dun 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 dun
Okay, I want to listen to the Evolution's original song, Without Lemmy. It's pretty decent.
Well, that one is not a goal. You're putting so much weight.
And Eric Bischoff just got kicked out of his own show.
Too many weight. Too much weight.
Jeff Jarrett. Brother Lowe. Oh, Shane McMahon's Here Comes the Money original song.
Who's that
blaster
just macking with that old guy?
I don't know.
That's probably the only way Mongo was able to fly first class.
Yep.
He's the owner for the company, the stadium, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are full of crap, sir. Yes, the Attitude Era was in full swing.
And the match of that time was probably...
Literally in this time, because I'm actually on 1998. Literally, we're in the middle of Austin, Taker, Kane, and McMahon. That's what everyone.
Well, they're gonna run off a mouth. Like in those casino movies.
Yeah.
You know, when you get caught by, cheating in the casino and the pit bosses take you somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they start roughing you up. One was funny. Two, okay. Three, now you're just killing it.
Yeah.
What's the scenario? What bomb was Eric Bischoff? almost like a toy belt on a Big Show. Yeah, look at Big Show.
Oh, Goldberg match.
Yeah, it's a Big Show. Hey, are you holding the what? The tag team belt?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know if the tag team belt kind of looks like a toy belt on them?
Yeah, because it's tiny.
Yeah.
I say, Erica, Alexis needs to talk to me real quick.
Why?
She told me it's important, so I'll call you right back when I'm done.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright. Keep watching Nitro.
I am.
Okay. I will too.
Alright,
bye.